Is this the place? What a dump. I knew he'd have to downgrade a bit, but this is just sad. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Let's just get this over with. Baby, are you home? I just wanted to come and talk to you. You haven't been responding to my calls or texts, so I just thought I'd come in person. Hello? Babe? Babe, if you're in there, open up. We really need to talk. Is he really not home? I was sure he'd be back from work by now. He always comes back around this time. I'll just check back tomorrow. Baby, I'm back. And I know you're in there this time. I watched you leave your car. Now please, let me in. We need to talk. I know you can hear me. Anyone could in a shitty apartment like this. Just come to the door and let me in. Don't make this more difficult than it needs to be. Don't give me the silent treatment. Are you still mad about that little fight we had? Babe, couples fight all the time. That doesn't mean you have to move halfway across the city over it. Babe, I don't want to do this whole song and dance with you. Open the door. You know what? Fine. I'll leave you alone for right now. Let you calm down a bit more. But this isn't over, all right? I'm gonna come back. Why won't he open that damn door? Hello? It's the mailman. I have a package for a very handsome gentleman to sign for. Mind opening the door so I can deliver this to you? Ugh. Who am I kidding? I knew that wasn't gonna work. But no harm in trying. Babe, it's me again. It's been a few days, more than enough time for you to calm down. I don't have a package, but I've got something much better you can tear open. So be a dear and let me in. Baby, seriously, open up. This whole isolation thing you're doing is getting really old. It's been 5 days. Five days. Of me standing here looking like an idiot. And if I'm gonna look like an idiot, I'd like to do it inside, please. So stop being difficult and open the door. It's getting hot out here. Okay, is this some kind of joke? Like a prank or something? If it is, it's not funny. Quit wasting my time and open this damn door. Hello? Do your ears work in there? Open the door now. I'm getting impatient. What is wrong with you? Here I am, trying to drag you out of the shithole apartment you threw yourself into, and you're being a little shit about it. 1 week. I'll give you one more week. And if you're not done with this shit after a week, I'm gonna have to take matters into my own hands. Got it? I hope that silence is a yes. Now I have better shit to do than stand here and look at the paint chip at this door. I hope you get your shit together before the week is up. Bye. Babe, it's been a week. Time to open up. I'm not playing these games anymore. Quit testing my patience and open this fucking door. Hello? Someone's talking to you. It's pretty fucking rude to ignore people. You're still mad at me, aren't you? Do you want me to apologize? get on my knees and beg you for your forgiveness? Well, don't count on it. I'm not apologizing for doing what's best for us. Honestly, it seems like every time I try to do something nice, you throw a temper tantrum over it. Well, I'm not having it. I did what needed to be done, and it's about time you understood that. Now open the door so we can move on with our lives.
Fucking asshole!
You can't hide in there forever. I'm gonna get in sooner or later. You can be a pussy all you want. Camp out in your dog shit apartment until I leave for the day, but I'm gonna come back. Mark my words. Hey, babe. It's me. It's been a few weeks now. I think it's about time we called it quits on all this. I'm sorry about all the stuff I said. I didn't really mean any of it. I just got a little heated. I know you're still mad at me, and that's fine. I know what I did was wrong. And how much it hurt you when it happened. I never wanted things to turn out this way, but here we are. I know a single apology isn't enough to make up for it, but please, please, just give me another chance. We can forget about all of this, move on with our lives. Don't you want that? To leave all this in the past and go back to how things were before. Wouldn't that be nice? I know you're there, baby. I can hear you trembling behind the door. You want to open it, don't you? You're fighting so hard to keep me away. Locking yourself in this personal prison? You just spend your days paranoid and alone. But you don't have to live like this anymore. Just let me in. Into your home, your life, your heart. You don't have to be scared anymore, so please open the door. No?
No? What do you mean, no? I thought we had a moment. I did all that talking trying to understand you, and you're just gonna ghost me? Oh, don't go quiet now. You can't just break my heart and not say shit to me? Ugh, what the fuck is wrong with you? I've tried so fucking hard to fix things between us, and now you're just gonna throw all that away? Not on my watch. Open the door now. Do you hear me? Open this goddamn door. I'm done with being nice. You're coming with me tonight, whether you like it or not. Maybe if you open this door, I won't have to break your fucking legs to do it. Huh? Crazy? I'm the crazy one? No. You're the one who's crazy. I'm normal. I'm fucking normal. I didn't lock myself away in some random piece of shit like this over a little mistake, you fucking coward. Maybe if you had some balls, I wouldn't have raped you that night. Yeah, I said it, and I mean it, too. If you just did what I wanted instead of holding out on me, none of this would have ever happened. But no, you were always too tired, complaining about how rough I was. Is that it? You can't handle a rough woman? Well, newsflash, I was being gentle. You want to see rough? I'll show you what rough looks like. This rough enough for you? Oh. Why haven't I done this sooner? If you're not gonna open the door, I'll just open it myself. I hope you're ready, baby, because once I get in there, you're done for. A few hours of discipline will straighten you out in no time. One hinge down, babe. Better start saying your prayers. Almost there. Just a few more. Huh. There you are. My, it's been so long since I've seen your face. I almost forgot what you looked like. No. You keep your mouth shut. I've had enough of you. I've waited too long for this. I'm not going to have your disobedient mouth ruining this for me. Now, I'm going to give you two choices. I was just going to smack you around a bit. But since I'm such a good girlfriend, I'll give you a second option. Either I give you the door treatment, or you let me do whatever the hell I want with you. You know exactly what I mean by that. I've waited weeks for you to come home. You don't think a girl gets a little pent up? So, if you let me use your body like my own little special fuck toy, we can skip all the disciplinary stuff. Now, do we have a deal? Or am I going to have to repeat what I did to that door over there? That's what I thought. Now lay down. Yes, on the floor. Don't ask questions, just do it. You're lucky I'm even giving you this option. That's better. Oh, and you won't be needing these anymore. Getting hard, I see. Did me breaking down the door turn you on? Or was it the shouting? Whatever it was, it just saved me some time. Now we can get straight to the main event. Let me get these pants off. And I'll just slide on top of you. Doesn't this look familiar? Aw, don't give me that look. At least you're awake this time. You get to watch as I slowly drop down on this cock of yours. Oh, just like that. How does that feel, baby? Your first taste of some pussy in almost a month? Intense, huh? You haven't seen a half of it. Since you don't know what being rough looks like, I'll give you a little demonstration. You like that? Well, this is what rough really looks like. It's hot, it's heavy, like I'm trying to ride you into the fucking floor. Oh, I've never treated you like this. Sure, I'd get a little excited sometimes, but I always treated you right. And then you started making excuses. Whining about how your back hurts, or you have a headache that day, making me go to sleep horny and frustrated. I couldn't fucking take it anymore. I have needs too. And if you weren't gonna meet them willingly, well, I'd just have to take care of them myself. So really, it's your fault this all even happened in the first place. Oh, maybe if you just let me fuck you from the beginning, we wouldn't have needed to do this whole back and forth for so long. Oh, fuck. Oh, actually, that's not a bad idea. Why do I even need to ask for it? I've always been the stronger one in this relationship. I should just start taking it. I can see it now. Oh, me pinning you to the bed or the couch for the fifth time that day, tearing off your clothes while you struggle in my grasp, wrapping my hands around your throat as I come all over your cock. Oh, that's perfect. Besides, it's not rape. It can't be. You're my boyfriend. A woman should be able to do whatever she wants with her man. Oh, I'm not gonna do anything to hurt you or anything. I just want to show you how much I love you. Oh, nothing's wrong with that. You're the one who blew this all out of proportion. But don't worry. Oh, I'll teach you a good lesson tonight. Even if it means doing this for a few days straight. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can't wait for all of this to be over. Get you out of this fucking garbage apartment. And just put you right back where you belong. I'll make sure you're nice and comfortable, because you're not going to be leaving for a long, long time. You've had more than enough freedom for my liking.
Well, you should have thought of that before you ran away. Do you know how much this little stunt of yours is going to cost me? At the very least, I'm going to have to pay for that door we broke. So I think we're past the point of letting you make your own choices. Oh, but don't worry. I'll make them for you, starting with knocking me up. Oh, yes, you are. Think of it as a little precaution. In case you pull another stunt like this, you can be a pain in the ass sometimes, but one thing you aren't is a piece of shit who'd leave your kid without a father. No, baby, there's no point in fussing about it. I can already feel that cock begging to shoot a big fat load in my cunt. Oh, stop fighting it and come for me. It's so cute watching you try and stop yourself. Oh, but we don't have all night. So I think we should. Yeah, that's it. Just give it up for me. Don't fight it. Let it happen. Come for me. Empty those balls into my womb. Let it all out. Every drop. Breed me. Breed me, baby. Fuck. There we go. Just relax and pump it all out. Don't stop. Don't stop. Yes. Everything you've got. Just a little bit more in there. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. Yeah. Was that rough enough for you, baby? We'll get used to it. Because we're not doing it any other way. But you'll get a break soon. Well, as much of a break as your soon-to-be-pregnant girlfriend allows. Now get up and let's head to the car. I don't want you near this place anymore. Oh, no. We're not done yet. We still have way more than a month's worth of sex to catch up on. Be happy we're doing it at my place instead of here. With the door broken, we might attract some unwanted guests. Now move it. It's gonna get dark soon. Stupid fucking door.